This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning on a Wednesday. It's 97.1. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. And John is pulling the reverse major league. An extra article of clothing a day. Now with the Tigers hat, he has the Tigers jersey.
Yes. This is as much Tigers gear as I have. So I know that I may need contributions.
Heather's got a closet full of this stuff.
I've offered to bring in some extra gear.
Sure, bring me a shirt.
You could wear it as like a leg warmer or, you know.
Heather's got a Tigers blanket.
Yes, I know. I saw the Tigers blanket, yes.
Mm-hmm. Might need it today. It's meat locker in here.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Wear a glove?
I know.
Oh, yeah,
I do have my glove in my truck.
That's tomorrow. One game closer.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I'm not going to wear the same clothes every day, but I may bring in something new just for fun.
Okay, I was going to say, are you committed to
cleats?
This or not, John?
Maybe I'll just have the cleats as well.
There you go. Because we're getting one step closer, and we officially have entered into magic number season.
Oh. Oh. How about that? I mean, we're... Should be talking... Lions, should be talking NFL, and yet now in September, late September, we're talking about our Detroit Tigers. This is amazing.
And the magic number is 4 for us to be talking about them in October.
I wonder if it's sunk in for everybody.
It still doesn't feel entirely real.
No, I mean, and it's, you swept the Royals, you took 4 out of 6 against Baltimore. 3 of those were in Baltimore. And Tom brought up, I mean, if they end up making this, let's just say they win the last 5, which I'm not saying they do. I think it's kind of unlikely that they win all 5, but
I don't know that.
What was the number that he brought up about 45 days ago?
He's like, they'd have to go something like 33-11 to finish this thing.
Yeah.
When we talked about fake contending, which was going into Labor Day weekend, that they were getting into the race, but come on, there's no way they can do this, that they would need to finish the season 33-11 to get to 87 wins, I think it was, or something like that.
And if they went out, they will have done that.
Which was 750 baseball, which is winning 3 out of every 4 games over the course of 44 games, which is borderline insanity.
Right, and we all looked at each other, we're like,
okay, never mind. They're not going to get it.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
So right now, they're 28-11.
Again, best team in baseball for six plus weeks now. For people, the magic number is new to us because it's been a minute.
There are brand new fans that don't even know what you're talking about. Please explain magic number.
I had to tell our market managers there's not going to be home games next week. Because she's used to the old format where it'd be 3 out of 5. And the wild card format now, you play the 3 games on the road if you don't have home field.
Oh, I don't think people
old
realize
format,
that.
We're not talking about this.
Yeah.
Well, right.
I mean, they're not kind of still would. I mean,
you'd have to catch the Orioles.
Yeah.
Which would be a tall task at this point.
Right. But the magic number is any combination of Tiger wins / Twins losses, or I guess Royals losses too, at this point in the season. So if the Tigers win, like they did yesterday, it went from 6 to 5. When the Twins lost, it went from 5 to 4. So we gained 2 in the magic number in one day. And those are the best days. And it could happen quickly, John. They could clinch this thing before the weekend. Could.
What are we doing?
I know.
I don't even know.
And that would mean
Scooble. I feel like Ron Burgundy. Like, what do I do with my hands?
John, and that would mean Scooble doesn't have to pitch until the playoffs. And he was filthy yesterday.
Oh, he was so good.
Sense of the moment. big time strikeouts.
I love the last strikeout too, and you know, anybody under the age of 18, don't read lips. But it was awesome. It was awesome. I was sitting there with Jack watching the final pitch, and he did the same thing. He was like, "Uh-oh. I don't think we're supposed to read lips right now." Like, "Yeah, bud, that's not going to happen." But the emotion and just the dominance that he has displayed all year long.
He did have a message for kids that was safe for their ears. He actually specifically talked to the kids after the game.
Did you see the post on social media that the Tigers put out yesterday? It was the fill in the blank excuse, to whom it may concern, and then please excuse, you know, insert name. Let's just say Jack Jansen from school on Tuesday, September 24, and then, you know, just fill in the rest of it. I thought that was genius. And I hope they post it again for Thursday's game, because, you know, obviously yesterday everybody was planning on going at night. They moved the game earlier, which good thing they did. They got the game in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Thursday's is scheduled for a 1:10 start. And are you going to miss school? Are you going to miss work? Are you going to go downtown? Because that could be the day, if the Twins keep losing, the Tigers keep winning, that they clinch this thing.
Twins don't play till 7:40 that night. And what would be the most awkward way to clinch? If you win the next two and the Twins lose the next two, the Tigers will clinch their playoff spot about 11 o'clock Eastern on Thursday night when they're at home.
That would kind of suck for the guys.
Yeah.
They won't have – I mean, we saw it last night with Baltimore and with the Yankees, you know, clinching playoff berths and the celebrations that they had in the locker room. Like, I want to see that.
So the topic tomorrow is, do you want to lose today?
Oh, stop.
No. You win, but you want the Twins to win. And then you clinch it Friday night.
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. Against the worst team in baseball, maybe.
You see, they won yesterday.
In baseball history.
Well, they're flirting with that. They won yesterday, and there was a mixed response by the fans. Some of them booed their own team winning. Because they wanted
both
to see
people there.
History. Yeah, no, there's actually a decent crowd because there's a chance in history. It's kind of a sick, twisted way of coping with losing. We've been there.
Would you buy a ticket just to say that you were there when they became the worst team in history? Like, that's not one that I think I would be like, oh, I got to be there for that one.
So a couple things. It's probably a cheap ticket, first and foremost.
Okay, fine.
And you know how
you don't
some
have
fans,
anything better to do for
John,
3 hours?
John, we get calls to this station from people using it as a badge of honor that they were season ticket holders during the 0-16 Lions. There are absolutely people who would then pivot and use it as, if and when they ever got good, I was there for the tough times. I was there when we set the record, even though at the time they were going there rooting for it. But that's what fans do. I'm not surprised by it at all.
You could be a season ticket holder and still not have to go.
You don't have to go.
Right.
But there are people who say, like, they endured the 0-16 Lions and they're, you know,
hardened
fans
in one way
because
or another.
Of it. Sure.
Oh, man. I don't know that I would want to be there and have a snap shot in history of being the worst. I mean, we kind of experienced here with our basketball team last year.
Well, but people got into it, remember? They were the most compelling they were all season when they were in the middle of that 27-game losing stretch. People were watching more Pistons basketball during that point than at any point in the last several seasons. It's that sick, twisted coping mechanism. It's all you got.
If they only knew how Bally's was going to treat them.
John, you tweeted something out before the show.
Yeah.
And this is if...
Yes, there's a big if.
And you capitalized it. You put it in the little parentheses.
Uh-huh.
It's still an if, but fill in your bracket. And then you tweeted out the playoff picture bracket from MLB.com. And it has the Tigers currently in a playoff spot. And it builds towards a World Series. And you said, who do the Tigers play and how far do they go?
Mm-hmm.
And John, if you take a second, it really sets up well for this Destiny thing.
Oh, it could be epic.
They open, as of today, with the Houston Astros. An A.J. Hinch redemption matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Should they win that?
Very poetic.
they would face a division rival, the Cleveland Guardians.
In a five-game series.
Five-game battle. If they win that, they would face, most likely, the New York Yankees. The team they beat in Williamsport to really kick this thing into gear. It was on national TV. This young baseball team that had just called up Jace Young and others took 2 of 3 against the Yankees and won epic fashion on that Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Please continue.
If they beat the Yankees, John, the Tigers are going to the World Series where they could potentially face Dave Dombrowski, the last general manager who took them to the World Series, and Nick Castellanos, who was part of the sell-off that led to this long rebuild. Destiny, John, it sets up so well for this baseball team to do this.
What would scare me about that is Nick Castellanos. You know, obviously, the Tigers would win that. I don't think there's any question about that. We can take discussion on that. But I say that a little bit jokingly. Nick Castellanos, at some point in the series, would hit a home run. But something else in the world would happen at the same time. Remember when he was hitting those home runs? And I forget what it was. Every time he would hit a home run, there would be somebody that would say, they would be talking about something in the world that happened.
Tragic.
Yeah, something tragic. And then all of a sudden, and Nick Castellanos hit a home run.
I'd rather have the Dodgers. I want Javi to hit a walk-off against Flaherty.
Stop it! Walleye! Why would you even bring up his name?
I know. He did earlier, so he put him in my brain.
He did earlier at 5
off
in the
air.
Morning.
Well, I didn't
air.
Think of Javi all morning until he put it in my head. Hey, there's a bigger problem with John Jansen's Twitter page, and I'm sorry to do this throw it sideways. Thanks a lot for changing the show picture.
It's still Stoney in his background.
I mean, what is sweet?
I don't even
Thanks
know.
Thanks a lot.
It's your header. You don't see it all the time.
He's not really. He really doesn't like this, Jim.
Well, no, I mean, come on.
I don't care. It's not a big deal.
It's one of those things where it's, you know, everybody loves their grandpa.
There's no excuses on this one.
And you want to hold on to this this memory.
This has been, you just forgot. It's okay.
Yeah. No,
you're kind of busy.
Yeah.
Especially this time.
Oh, in my profile, I didn't even change the show name either. It still says at Stoney and Jansen.
Should I take that a certain way?
Yeah. It shows you how much I actually use social media or pay attention to it.
Yeah, you're like,
post and ghost.
Like he actually did update it all, and then he changed it back after some of your comments.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. So you can get on that whenever you want. I know this has gotten to you. You can fix that if you need to. We have your power surge coming up at 6:35. You've done your work on that. We'll get to the top teams in the NFL. There are 5 undefeated. Will all of them make it into John Jansen's power surge? Coming up next, a lot of people are concerned about jinxes and voodoo and the right energy for this baseball team. Could something tonight throw everything off? It's next. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. When dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. Whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random person that you're never going to meet. You only talk to them on the phone. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
was a hell of an at-bat. He battled. And the Tigers took the lead. It's something, all right. Doesn't it just set up? Round one would be Hinch redemption. Round two would be the Guardians in the division. Round three could be the Yankees. Take it all the way back to Williamsport. And then a World Series matchup with Castellanos, Dave Dombrowski, the old guard, as the Tigers usher in the new guard to win the World Series. John, you posted the bracket, and you've updated
I did update my Twitter account. I put the new show on. I'm not going to change my profile pic. I like having Grandpa on there.
That's fine. That doesn't bother me. Yeah. Grandpa is listening, by the way. Stoney texted us, and he said, Grandpa is driving home from the airport. Hope my grandchildren have a great day. Grandpa loves you all. Stoney.
Love you, Stoney.
Love you, Stoney.
Drive safe, please.
Yes, please.
Make sure and follow the directions.
Don't get lost.
Don't get lost.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't be wandering around Detroit.
We talk Destiny, Afternoons Talks, Voodoo. All of this stuff just feels like there's good mojo for our baseball team. Could something ruin that? I shared with you guys off air. I'm going tonight.
Oh, boy. That's about as good as a Costa lock.
I'm excited to go tonight. I think it's going to be a great crowd. I encourage everybody to go out and watch this baseball team.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but then
for
everybody else, but there's something wrong with it when I go?
Yeah, just because it's you.
Didn't you go to a Wings game in their demise?
Thank you.
In that seven-game losing streak?
I was at the Capitals game late in the season.
No, I'm talking about when they went south at the beginning of March.
No. This was 2 years ago when he posted the picture of him and his lovely bride.
You didn't go to
wearing their Wings uniform. Yeah. If the season ended today, we'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that was 2 years ago. Then last year we went to a couple games down the stretch.
But didn't you go to the Florida 4-0 game? Where they got hammered?
I went to a bunch of Wings games. Maybe I was at that one.
Well, but because you're a season ticket holder.
Yes, now I am. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you are okay, so
I was a prospective season ticket holder at the time.
Right. But you were in the process of making that decision.
Yeah.
And I don't hold that one against you yet.
And then you're gonna go Friday to the Wings game, right? The preseason game.
It's part of the package, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you're gonna be downtown. What if they clinch?
Package?
You're gonna be part of the party.
Yeah, I'll be part of the party. Because that's what the ideal situation is, that the Tigers clinch on Friday so they can celebrate. The city would have both games going. I don't expect a huge crowd at a preseason hockey game. But
no, but
people will be at Comerica Park, and it'll be a Friday night. It'll be a party.
Are you going to start the Tarek Skubal chants?
Oh, sure.
I mean, instead of the Jared Goff chants.
Yeah. You know, you gotta start. Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to be the one that they start? It's got to be Skubal, right?
Well, who's the Jared Goff of the the Tigers? Is because
AJ Hinch,
that works too.
Yeah, I don't like it that one as much. Nobody's gonna jump. Oh, stop it, Walleye.
248-539-9797. I'm excited to go tonight. Not jinxing them.
It's a good thing there's glass between us.
This Destiny thing is stronger than any potential jinx that I may bring to Comerica Park tonight. Let's get to Heather. She's got the news.
A man is expected to be okay after being saved from the Detroit River on Monday night, thanks to the crew aboard a male boat.
A male boat? Versus the female boat.
No.
How do you know the difference?
A letter carrier boat.
Okay.
Yes, a mail boat. So this two-person crew was aboard the J.W. Westcott. This is a boat that delivers mail to freighters that are traveling on the Great Lakes. And they got a call about this person that was seen swimming in the river. Well, the crew spotted this guy. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to stop laughing.
The crew spotted this guy and was able to pull him aboard. And the swimmer was described as disoriented. He was agitated, said that he was an American, and that he needed to get to Florida because that's where his father lived.
We got a Florida man story in Detroit.
Yeah, but this guy is lucky that he survived.
Yeah.
According to a crew member, he was swimming inside a life ring, and they think that is why he survived. Somebody in Windsor threw it to him when he jumped in the water. And they said, thankfully, That's probably the only way he was able to stay afloat this whole time. The man was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. But what's really cool about this story is that this isn't the first time that J.W. Westcott actually saved somebody's life. Mm. In the summer of 2023, the same boat rescued two people, including a construction worker who fell from the Gordie Howe International Bridge.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long fall.
I was going to say, I'm lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Yes, so this boat is a lifesaver and a mail carrier.
All right.
Literally. Yeah.
USPS.
Yes, yes. Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre made a surprising disclosure as he was testifying about his potential misuse of taxpayer money on Tuesday. So during the congressional hearing, he revealed that he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He was actually discussing his investment in this company, making a concussion drug that this company received $2 million from temporary assistance from needy family funds. And that is when he made the
admission.
Revelation. Yeah.
There's a lot of twists and turns in this story. But going just to the diagnosis, mm-hmm. that is, as I've learned, one of the things, Parkinson's symptoms can be one of the results or you know, outcomes of CTE and repeated head trauma.
Yes. So there's a 2020 study that found that having a single concussion increased the risk of developing Parkinson's disease by 57%.
Oh, yeah.
That is huge. And then obviously having multiple concussions further compounded the danger. And Favre was talking about that. I mean, he could technically have had thousands of concussions
sure.
over his career. And it's, you know, I've personally seen the effects of Parkinson's disease, and it's tough. It's a yeah. sad thing to watch somebody go through, watch your family go through it as well. It's
don't wish
sad.
That on anybody.
No, not at all. Thousands of Florida residents have been forced to evacuate the state and prepare for the rapidly strengthening tropical storm Helene. It's expected to bring obviously powerful winds, flooding, life-threatening storm surge to areas that have already been hit by recent hurricanes as well. Helene is on track to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast late Thursday. It's expected to be a hurricane on Wednesday, and it could be the strongest storm to hit the U.S. in over a year. So these people are... I know they're always kind of prepared because right. that's where they live and that's kind of their norm. But sometimes people don't think they have to be prepared because they've been fine before. You know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
just be prepared. And as far as Michigan goes, we could see some effects from this storm as well. Could bring some rainfall to Michigan over the weekend.
Yeah. Tailgates over the weekend might be a little soggy.
Yes. Could be.
We'll see.
Bring out the ponchos.
Yes.
Heather with the news. John's Power Surge. It's next. It's 97.1.
Hey, when I dive into the best pool in history to watch some of these great moments that we're talking about here with Detroit sports, and that's at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans, especially Detroit sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen. That is Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch baseball, football, it doesn't matter. They've got swim-up bars, insta-ready selfie walls, one nonstop party going on. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You got a tall task ahead of you again this week, John. 5 undefeated teams in the NFL. You got 6 in your power surge. Let's get after it.
This is the tough part. And so just a quick review of last week's. I know I took a lot of hate mail from last week's, but it was 1 through 6, Chiefs, Texans, Bills, Niners, Lions, and Chargers. Obviously, a lot happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
We are still only 3 weeks in, so a lot of it goes to who they've played, What do I think about those teams? And we're starting to get some, let's just say, cross-contamination of wins, losses, and transitive properties is, I guess, the better way to put it. So just outside of my top six. Well, you know what? I'm gonna go top down first because there's very little debate.
Yeah.
Number one, Kansas City. They have been, not dominant, but they've taken care of business. They've been able to do it with a very distracted Travis Kelce. I say that jokingly. But I think, Patrick Mahomes, what they're able to do, Andy Reid, win games that they don't play good in, and that's going to be the key throughout the NFL season, is being able to win some of those games. We've talked about it with the Lions. Number two, this is a team I had at number three last week, the Buffalo Bills. And you could say, okay, well, let's take a look at the opponents because that's what we got to do. The Cardinals, that's a good win. Dolphins, but that was the game that Tua ended up going down. But they were well ahead at that point, which everybody was wondering why Tua was trying to strain for every yard. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have been an absolute dumpster fire. But here's the thing. Josh Allen, who, by the way, Greg, you like this, my dark horse for MVP this year, no offensive weapons, or at least not the same ones that they thought they were going to have. No Stephon Diggs. But he has been unbelievably good. In that game against the Cardinals, it was two rushing touchdowns, one that caused him an injury on his non-throwing hand. He has modified a little bit of what he does and has been an unbelievable passer. So they're my number two team. Number three. This is where we start to get to some new teams. It's a 3-0 team, and obviously Buffalo and Kansas City are both 3-0. The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
There might not be a team with a better, quote-unquote, resume at this point than the Minnesota Vikings. They have the best wins over the Niners in week two. Now, that was at home. And yeah, the Niners had some injuries, but not as many as they have now. And the Houston Texans, holding the Houston Texans to 7 points.
Picking off C.J. Stroud twice in that game.
They're, to me, the surprise team of this NFL season to this point. Being 3-0 with Sam Darnold.
Right.
As their quarterback now, some injury concerns. How does it affect them? It doesn't matter. That's for next week's Power Surge. Right now, they are the number three team. Coming in at number four. Up one spot from last week because there was a win. The Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions 2-1. And, I mean, we know their wins, we losses. And they should be 3-0, but they're not. They didn't win a game that they were supposed to win, that they did play better than Tampa, but Tampa did enough to win, and Tampa is not in my top five because they had a tough loss this week. Number five for me is the opponent that the Lions play this week, the 3-0 Seattle Seahawks. Now, everybody would say, well, 3-0, why are they not better than the 2-1 Lions? And I go to their schedule. The Broncos, the Patriots, and a 2-0 Dolphins. I don't think that 3-0 in the NFL is a big deal, as well as 0-3. Hello, Cincinnati Bengals. But you still got to look at the opponents and say, they're good. I don't think they're great. Number six. Now, this is where I started going, what does a 3-0 team mean versus 2-1? And we've got 2-1 Philly. We've got 2-1 Houston. 2-1 Saints. Tampa, Green Bay, Commanders, and Jets. So who gets that number six spot? It is the 3-0 fighting Justin Fields. Pittsburgh. Now, they've got a win over the Falcons. The Broncos, you could look at those two and say, are they really good wins? Yes, I think they are. They're decent wins. But it's the win over the Chargers. And yeah, the Chargers are a little banged up. But they've done an unbelievable job defensively of getting Justin Fields in position to make plays. He's made those plays. And I know Mike Tomlin said last night or yesterday at some point, he's not ready to make the decision when Russell Wilson is healthy. I think we all know that even with Russell Wilson healthy, they're not going away from a 3-0 quarterback. Anybody needs a quarterback, trade for Russell Wilson. Coming in just outside my power surge in the six It is, I just mentioned them. I've got Philly coming in just outside the top six with a win over the Packers overseas. The Falcons loss is a tough one because it's turnovers. And this is where I really hit the brakes is Jalen Hurts and his turnovers. Very non-opportunistic. I don't know if the opposite of opportunistic. Costly.
Yeah.
You know, self-inflicted wounds, and the Saints. And everybody says, well, why the Saints? Why aren't they in this? Because they blew out a couple of teams. Well, they blew out the Panthers, and that was a Bryce Young-led Panthers. The Cowboys, who we all love laughing at the Cowboys and watching their demise, but they finally played a good team in the Eagles, and it was a 15-12 snooze fest. Mm. Houston, I was shocked at their loss to Minnesota. You got to be able to go on the road and score them more than one touchdown. I think it's a one-off. I think they're a very good team. They will be back in the power surge at some point. The team that has fallen off the most, San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, two losses.
1-2 at this time, and you want to talk about injuries stacking up. We know at week one, no Christian McCaffrey. Then it was Deebo Samuel. And now the only one that's still out there, Kittle's out for a little bit of time, is Brandon Ayuk. Who, I mean, he didn't show up until a week before camp anyway. So, and they had a costly drop by our very own Ronnie Bell at the end of the game. Tampa, that was a tough loss. Losing to the Broncos, that is not a resume builder. Green Bay, I'm still looking at their resume going, okay, you lost to the Eagles with Jordan Love. But then you do win with your backup quarterbacks, but it was the Colts and Titans. And
yep.
I mean, Will Levis will give anybody a win at this point. Commanders and Jets, just not ready to trust them yet. And I love Jaden Daniels. I said it at the time. I think he's the best quarterback of that rookie class. I'm just not ready to trust a rookie at this point. And the Jets, their two wins are against the Will Levis fighting Titans and the New England Patriots. So again, still not ready to trust.
Teams I think that could make their way into the surge in the coming weeks. I think the Jets... I think there's a bunch of wins early on their schedule. Maybe undeniable, especially, I mean, prioritizing some 3-0 records. I think the sure. Jets could be one of those teams that end up with a really nice record in the first half. The Commanders are a team, especially looking at their division right now. Cowboys with two early losses. Eagles haven't looked great. Is there a world where they're the sleeper this year and they resurface in the power surge at some point?
That defense, though.
I know.
Yeah.
In terms of the actual six that you put in there, Tom, any objections?
You know, I would put Pittsburgh ahead of Seattle. I think sure. The Pittsburgh win over the Chargers means something. Because I think the Chargers are going to be good. And they're still going to show up in this thing down the road, potentially. Or be just outside it. I think separating Philly and the Lions right now is an interesting thing to look at. Because Philly does have that win over Green Bay with Love. And it was a neutral site game. It wasn't at home.
Yeah.
And... I just think they're going to coexist all year long.
I
it's always just been
well.
My feeling in the NFC that they'll always be riding side by side. But this Lions game's huge this week, guys. I mean, yeah. In terms of Seattle gets this win, and with the way that the West is taking shape,
yep.
I mean, would the NFC ever go through Seattle?
I mean, it could be setting up that way. Now, yeah, nobody wants to go to the Northwest.
The whole 12th man thing. And
yeah, that is the loudest place, the loudest outdoor step. That and Arrowhead, I mean, I was screaming into Ray Brown's ear hole, and he had no idea what I was saying.
The other thing, too, is the Vikings, man, that was legit on Sunday. I mean, they just smothered Houston. Houston's a respectable offense, okay? And it's not like, I mean, they couldn't do anything.
John, did you have Houston as high as number two at one point in the power surge?
Last week I had Houston because I thought they were a team that was going to set the world right beating Minnesota.
The biggest threat to the Chiefs at the time. Now, I think you got it right with the Bills in the two spot. I think the Vikings, you have to give it up to them at number three. And yeah, I circled Lions, the only one-loss team in the power surge, the best one-loss team in football. In John Jansen's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power surge. We do it every Wednesday. It's 97.1.
Hey, you want to have some fun? This year, FanDuel is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. And it's the same Super Bowl Squares game that you've always known and always loved, only way better. You don't have to wait for the Super Bowl. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself, and you pick as many as you want. You're going to get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen and bet on your squares. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you're going to get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tigers just keep winning. The magic number is 4. Any combination of Tiger wins, twin losses, Detroit can clinch the playoff spot as early as Thursday. Although it'd be kind of anticlimactic because it would mean the Twins win later in the day and there really wouldn't be a locker room celebration. But listen, we're talking magic number. We're talking a baseball team who is imminently destined for a playoff spot and, dare I say, a playoff run. And, John, we get to ask a question today that I never thought I would be able to ask. Who's more likely to win it all? The Detroit Tigers or the Detroit Lions? Never in my life, because for most of my life, the Lions in the Super Bowl was a punchline, a joke. You couldn't ask that seriously. And for the better part of a decade, I don't think you've been able to take the Tigers seriously. Yet here we are with two teams legitimately, justifiably, can talk about winning it all. Which one do you think has the better chance to get it done? 248-539-9797. We have Tigers fun today with Kerry Carpenter joining the show at 9:35. We have Lions fun today. We're giving away tickets to Monday Night Football later in the show. We can talk about both these teams with excitement. John, answer the question.
As exciting and as fun as the Tigers are.
You say this wearing a Tigers hat and Tigers jersey.
Yes. And as excited as I am to be in the postseason. And I think it's okay, we're talking about a magic number. It's as close to a lock as you're going to get that they're in by the way they've been playing and by the way the other teams have been playing. And that is Minnesota and Kansas City. I don't trust them right now to win. I mean, what is it that if the Twins win out and the Tigers go, 3-2,
they would force the Twins to go undefeated. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that and I think right now looking at 3-2, so I'm going through my mental process of how I'm getting to my answer, which I'm sure there's a lot of people trying to do those mental gymnastics right now. I think the Lions, between the two teams, have a better chance of winning it all. And it's simply because I just trust them more. And this has been fun. It's been great. And when you're forced to pick one, you're kind of forced to disparage the other. And I don't want to disparage what the Tigers have done or are doing or dampen their chances. But I think that the Lions, even though the division looks like it's, we thought it was going to be improved this year. It is much more improved than anybody thought with obviously the Vikings and Green Bay.
Well, that's why I think it's such a great question. The Lions have a roster capable of winning the Super Bowl. I think they have a more talented roster than the Detroit Tigers, but they're in a tough division. They're further away, right? There's more work that has to be done. The Tigers' proximity to the World Series is the argument, right? That they're so close. I think it's a great question, and I don't know where people are going to stand on it. I think it's interesting to canvas the people. We want to hear from you guys this morning, 248-539-9797. I think it's a legitimate question. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're disparaging one side. Both are worthy of this discussion. I mean, the Tigers have a team that, if and when they get in the playoffs, will throw Tarek Skubal and likely throw him in game one of a playoff series. And you feel really good about your chances of winning game one of a shortened series with Tarek Skubal on the mound. Now you got to split one of the next two, and you're likely facing the Astros right now, but it could be Baltimore, and you're going to have the luxury of mixing and matching your bullpen. And that's been their strength for this entire run. They've played better baseball than Baltimore the last month and a half. They've played better baseball than even Houston the last month and a half. You get out of that, now you're in the ALDS, and you could potentially throw Skubal twice in that series. Because, again, you shorten this stuff up and you really lean on your pitching in the playoffs. To me, the answer is still the Lions, but I think it's a testament to the Tigers that we can even kind of have this conversation today.
Well, and it's kind of the, it's the attitude that the Tigers are entering the playoffs with. And it's, and I think on one of the responses on my Twitter post is from Newt928. He says, honestly, this team can make a run deep with the pitching they are getting, and they have the effort attitude nobody expects us to. So why not?
Sure.
And so it's kind of like the Lions of last year where, okay, you win the division, and there were some people that had predicted that. A lot of people actually kind of predicted that, but it was a surprise that they finally won the NFC North. Then they won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Then they won two playoff games. And the attitude was, well, why not us?
And they're every bit good enough to go to the Super Bowl a year ago.
But now, and we've heard it from Dan Campbell, we've heard it from a lot of different people, they're the hunted.
Yep.
They're the team that, hey, when Dan took over the job, they played the Rams. And I always kind of go back to this game in L.A. where it was the two onside kicks. It was a whole lot of smoke and mirrors just to stay in the game. Now, they ultimately didn't and lost that game. But they were the team that had to do the tricks and the smoke and the mirror and the razzle-dazzle. Now, they're the team that everybody's trying to do those things against. Because it's a matter of respect for the Lions, but they're like, if we can get one more extra possession. Now, there's no onside kicks, but they're trying to steal extra possessions and do things against the Lions that the Lions used to do because they were hunting. Now they're the hunted.
Ticket Texter says, it's the Lions. They have better players. That's the difference. Another texter says, the Lions have a better chance of winning. It's way less games to win. Not necessarily. The number of games you have to win in the postseason is 13. Is that really that different than what the Lions have to do right now? Lions are going to have to win about 13 to 15 games to win the Super Bowl, and the Tigers have to win 13 to 15 games to win the World Series.
So if we're just talking about games, all right, it's okay. Yeah, if you're including the regular season, yes.
For the Lions, they do, yeah.
Yeah. No, I know that, but if you're just talking about postseason wins,
yeah.
If you have a bad day in the NFL,
over.
You're done.
Yep.
If you have a bad day in baseball,
get them tomorrow. 248-539-9797. Frank and Clausen, you're on 97.1. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Frank, come on, represent Clausen. Let's go.
You're letting the whole city down. It's all right, Frank. We'll talk to you later. 248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, the big reason I give the Tigers edge is because all it takes, what John just said, one bad day for the Lions and it's over. The Tigers have a series. They are very capable of rebounding. We've seen that from this team so far. They've rebounded from a deficit where they were 8 games below 500.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole thing about the Lions, hey, they don't lose 2 games in a row. That's great. The problem is if you lose one in the postseason, it's terminal.
Costa, love listening to you guys, but this question is not legit. You can start talking World Series if and when the Tigers make the ALDS. Please stop. The Lions haven't even made the playoffs, and we're talking Super Bowl with them damn near every week.
I know. Well, so a lot of what we do is bringing up some ridiculous things.
A little bit
this
here and there.
Feels ridiculous.
It's not, though.
But with 5 games to go, the magic number is 4, and they could clinch a postseason berth as early as 11 p.m. American time on Thursday.
Tom, do you have an answer to this question?
I would go to the Tigers because of proximity. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs probably. I mean, and we don't know if the Lions are even going to make the playoffs. There's so much out of unknown. What if they get hit with the injury bug, all that kind of stuff? I mean, do I think they can make a run in this postseason? Yeah, I think when the Tigers get into a 7-game series, this may be tough to sustain. But who knows, by then, maybe Jackson Job's in the rotation. I mean,
his first start is going to be in New York.
Yeah,
the argument is the Tigers can keep faking it till they make it with 3-game series, which is what they've done in the regular season, a 3-game series in the wild card round, maybe even a 5-game series in the ALDS. But when you get to a real big boy 7-game series, the bats, who are opportunistic, could get exposed. The pitching staff, which is not super deep in terms of, you know, guys who can eat big innings, could get exposed in a 7-game series. Look, so you think they could cap out kind of like last year's Lions in the championship series one step before the title games?
Yeah, I mean, one of the clear things for the Lions last year going against them, when they went into that game, the final four teams, they'd given up 100 more points than every other team. You know, there was a flaw, and I still think the Tigers have this flaw that eventually a great team will expose, like the Yankees. Like, I don't think they could beat the Yankees in a 7-game series. In a 5, you know, you might be able to sneak something out there. Maybe the Yankees get cold early. But I think Judge and Soto back-to-back, and the way they approach the plate, they take pitches that they would grind through what the Tigers are trying to do here. And, you know, maybe Scooble could be the shutdown guy, but he can't pitch. He probably wouldn't pitch 3 games.
No, it'd be two, depending on how it sets up. Yeah. Okay, so I think we got a question people can answer. 248-539-9797.
Or the great follow-up, which we had on Twitch. Why not both?
Why not both? Your thoughts on either of these teams as title contenders? A question I never thought I'd be able to ask. Which one is more likely to win it all, the Tigers or the Lions? Jackson Jobe, you mentioned him. Scott Harris had some thoughts. Why call him up now? And ultimately, what they're looking for him to do the rest of the season. We'll play some audio coming up next. It's 97.1.